With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A judge has relaxed a ban preventing Elon Musk's efficiency office from accessing sensitive Treasury Department information. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The judge who had issued the ban will allow one DOGE worker to access sensitive payment and data systems under certain conditions. The worker must complete training that Treasury employees typically go through before being given such access and submit a financial disclosure report. The ruling came in a lawsuit over privacy issues and concerns about protecting such sensitive information as Social Security and bank account numbers. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Meanwhile, DOGE is reporting that more than 6,000 illegals paroled by the U.S. by President Biden had criminal records or were on the FBI's Terrorist Screening Center watch list. This is correspondent Bob Agnew.
On its X account, DOGE reports among the 6,300 paroled aliens with criminal or terrorist records all obtained Social Security numbers, 905 collecting Medicaid, including four on the terrorist watch list. For that alone, some $276,000 was paid out. 41 collected unemployment insurance, receiving $42,000 in benefits. 22 received federal student loans totaling $280,000. 409 received tax refunds, and an undetermined number were awarded food stamps. Bob Agner reporting.
More than 20 people have been killed in a Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian city of Sumy. That's according to the mayor. Two ballistic missiles struck the heart of the city as local people gathered to celebrate Palm Sunday. The strike comes less than a day after Russia and Ukraine's top diplomats accused each other of violating a U.S. brokered tentative deal to pause strikes on energy infrastructure and other things. This is SRN News. U.S. fencing has disqualified a fencer from a women's tournament in Maryland after she refused to face an opponent who was a man. Stephanie Turner was competing in a U.S. fencing-sanctioned regional tournament at the University of Maryland. Online video shows her taking a knee in protest before her match and then being shown a black card by an official and disqualified for the remainder of the event. Turner tells Fox News, quote, "I told them I'm a woman and this is a woman's tournament and I refuse to fence on principle." China is moving to bar all missionaries. International Christian Concern reports that new laws going into effect on May 1st will make it a crime for any foreigner to share their faith inside China or establish any kind of, quote, religious organization. The Communist Party says its ban on missionaries is necessary for preserving state security. In fact, China is in the midst of a multi-year crackdown on Christianity that is designed to bring the faith under the control of the Communist Party. This is SRN News. The vaccination that can prevent painful shingles may have an added benefit.
New research says it might also lower the risk of dementia. Scientists have long believed that certain viruses increase the risk for later-in-life dementia, including the virus that causes chickenpox. That virus never leaves your body once you've had chickenpox and can erupt later when the immune system wanes from illness or age. If that happens, it's the brutally painful shingles. A new study tracks senior citizens, finding shingles vaccination cut the risk of developing dementia over the next 7 years by some 20%. Jason Walker reporting.
Famous people keep going into space. Pop icon Katy Perry will join Jeff Bezos' fiancée Lauren Sanchez, journalist Gail King, and three other women in an all-female space flight on Monday. It'll take off from West Texas. This is SRN News.